And that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. Legends of Raspia. The podcast wherein we explore the fantastical world of Raspia and play games we create with our talented friends and read scripts off of our MacBook because we don't yet have our introduction memorized. The twist is we don't tell our guests how to play these games beforehand. I am Han Blackheart, the GM you adore to blah, 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 and this is why we edit. And with me, as always, is Rick Tahi. How we doing, Rico?
I'm doing swell. Thank
you. Good. So, on this show, Rico and myself and our honored guests will demonstrate to you listeners how simple our games are to pick up. Then inevitably, you'll fall in love with us, buy our games like this one, and make me less poor than I quite genuinely am. So, usually we'll have a guest, and at this point we'll be introducing them. However, we're just going to start off our story today with old-fashioned Rico and I. Good old-fashioned one-on-one. If you're curious about our games, check out Legends of Raspia, check out bardfox.com, Google us, like our videos, subscribe to our stuff, and with that we begin. What's great is in the score, that's going to make total sense.
Those are musical cues.
So for people who are new to the podcast or new to board games or gaming itself, worry not. Oh, Legends of Raspia. It's a role-playing game. That just means that I, the GM, will weave a world for you guys wherein our characters live. Then they do stuff in the story and roll dice to see if those things happen. All you need to know are these three rules, and this includes our guests to be. Rule number one, as the GM, I cannot tell the players no. I'll let that sink in for a moment. Rule number two, do whatever you want, but remember, as I said, that the system is balanced to handle the chaotic nature of the human brain, and your character is mortal. Looking at you, Tahi. Looking at you. So, rule number three, always have a third rule. And with that, we begin our story. Ope, Legends of Raspia commences. I don't even think I'm going to score that part. I'm just going to leave that as is. So, Rico Tahi will be playing a character known as Faubert Dongodare.
Yes, Dongodare.
That is indeed what I said, but I appreciate your enthusiasm for correction. You are a rat person. These people called Mosbirians. They have a horrendous past of being victimized by this the colonistic empire that has sort of grown literally over top of them. For this reason, being Mosbirians, it was sort of hard to find a living in this nation of Toria. And so Faubert's grandparents moved as far away from Torian control that still was relatively safe. Which brings us out to Kaotari.
Yeah!
Out in the very middle of what is known as the Arid Knots, the desert that is 1,200 miles just to get to Kaotari. Kind of think Old West meets like a King Arthur, you know, kind of a little bit of a Game of Thrones vibe just thrown in there. A little bit of Redwall with the animals. Anyway,
and so... someone else?
Nothing.
Okay.
So, your grandparents threw down with a couple of other wayward families that made the trek through the Arid Knots and bought the biggest tavern in Kaltaria. They own a bar, and it's called the Just a Mirage. L-O-L, I'm sure there's a reason for that. Faubert himself... Faubert, why don't you say hello?
Hello, this is Faubert Dongodare. I'm a strapping young lad of 18 lucians old. I weigh approximately 30 libs, and I'm 1.2 stretch tall. I'll tell you that much.
An important distinction.
Mm-hmm, indeed. I'm quite, how do you say, agilitous. I can jump around, hop around as I so please, and I also have a bit of a knack for doing dishes.
Well, more than a knack, this man has a passion for dishes. He is humble, Faubert Dongodare. And he, in fact, has washed dishes at the Just a Mirage since he was 10 revs old. He spent that time getting to know the local cactus farmers and the rare passing wagons that come through. That being said, his shift has just ended. And so he is sitting at the bar in the Justin Mirage. And you know that strange point in a bar where it seems like it's employees only, like it's right there around the corner and you got your like bar door and it's like...
It says employees only. I wrote it on there.
To be fair, it was on a napkin, but they left it there for a long time.
Yes, and then we stabbed the napkin with a knife into the bar itself.
One of several knives, I tell you. As he sits there, old Faubert Dongodare, he is sitting next to what I would only describe, and probably he would describe, as his rival, an old Gadley Bowmally. And we begin our game, as we always do, with a perception roll on behalf of Faubert Dongodare.
All righty, so I'm going to take my trusty D20, my die, that goes all the way up from 1 to 20. Give it a roll. I don't have any perception. I'm not a particularly perceptive folk at this point, so I just roll the 13.
Oh, with that being said, you have just gotten off of work. You are of legal age, Mr. What is your described pronoun? Because we here at Legends of Raspia have a place for that atop the sheet.
It is indeed he, him. I am a male Mossberian.
We'll call it a lucky guess. Anyway, you are sitting next to Gadley, who is staring at you with contempt in his eyes. You are waiting for your drink, having just ordered. What drink was that, Faubert Dongodare?
It was a bit of Rosa. Nothing like
Rosa.
Nothing like a bit of, grape-based fermented beverage after a long shift.
Nor is there anything like a very specific description of a fantastical beverage. I like that. Take a bit.
Ooh.
Bits are like currency. It's how they buy stuff to be scarier or not scarier. So, as you sit there and you are being glared at by Gadley O'Malley, you realize that he is drinking his water and has been sitting there with an empty glass. He sort of sits there staring at you like this.
Oh, you've been drinking out of that glass. So that's the one I specifically didn't wash, and I in fact spit in previously to you coming here.
We both know that I have spent a lifetime gaining an immunity to Dongodare spit. Thank you.
Yes, well, I'm going to be mixing it up soon. I've got all sorts of various saliva samples that I'll be putting in your glass.
The self-described bartender, everybody.
So as you are sitting in your tavern and the piano player continues to jangle on, old Wami Tates is over there just playing his tunes. He tends to feel out the vibe of the room when they often, on the sets end, weekend, people tend to get a little more rowdy. And when old Wami Tates hears a fight break out, he's got a very specific melody, and it's this right here. It'll become motivic. So... Oh, Wami Tates is banging around on the piano. You are surrounded by about half a dozen patrons. It is a Munrote night. And so it's been fairly slow. That being said, you now have an open table wherein you have two actions you can perform as you sit at the bar next to your rival.
All right. First, I'd like to perceive a little... I'd like to perceive a little bit more about Gadley. What sort of things are he wearing? What sort of demeanor? How can I make fun of him more? Oh. I rolled a 19 on my die.
Gadley O'Malley is one rev year older than you are. So he is, he's been washing dishes there for a little bit longer than you have. However, recently, you have taken over the Fryrote Friday shift. And on that particular night, the dishwashers get tipped out. Mm-hmm. Gadley did not voluntarily give this up, let me tell you.
All right, then I will use my second action to say, oh, Gadley, oh, it's a shame. Shame you missed last Fryrote. The bits were just pouring in, I tell ya. Oh, so many tips. You should have seen the tip out. I had to get a new pair of pants just so I could have more pockets to put the new bits in.
Influence roll.
That's an 18.
Oh, little bear, don't go there. You are... Don't allow you to it.
I'm sorry, you just called me a what?
The T word.
You did not?
I did. I'd spell it for you if I didn't know that you could spell it, having written it down on my back that one time. Oh. Just because it was a cast and I was having people sign it, not mean that you should... You know what you did, Flaubert Dongodare.
It's Dongodare.
And that's what I said. And I don't want to hear about how much... I made so many bits. Oh, so many bits. Currency, like I said. I made so many bits on Fry Road. That's just great for you. Oh, look, your drinks are here. Why don't you roll a perception roll?
Now that we go to the world's turn and he's used both of his actions. Now this time I rolled a 2.
A 2 on your perception, I see. Well,
I don't.
Bartender walks over. And you've known her for quite some time. Her name is Dara. It's not spelled how you think it'd be spelled.
It's with an H.
So, Dara walks over and she comes over and tells you.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you there, Flaubert. Gadley Bowman is requested to get your shift on Fry Road. So here's the thing. I don't fucking want to deal with this petty dishwashing shite, so I'm going to go ahead and let you guys deal with it between you. And by the time I bring you back your refill, because I know you're going to want another one, you better have this figured out, because I hate scheduling. I'm not even supposed to be doing this.
Oh, you hear that, you twit?
Oh, I heard it. In fact, I've been waiting for just this moment. I thought it would just take this one glass of water, but it's taken several glasses because it took you so long to wash your dishes. To wit, I say, twit, that I challenge you to a wash-off, officially.
I accept your wash-off challenge, and I will, in fact, step it up. It's not just this fry road that we're challenging about. It's every fry road for the next entire notion.
Influence roll is your first action.
See how simple this is? It's really just that straightforward.
That's a 5 on my influence.
I too rolled poorly, but it's still better than you, Dongodare. I tell you what, I accept your challenge. To wit, I say that I accept your challenge. We will wait until closing time. Dara! Dara! Dara!
She, like, looks over with a clear, like,
I told you not to clap at me.
Kind of look out of her face.
And he's like, okay, well, I'm sorry I clapped at you. I know that's the rule. But we're doing a wash-off, as is tradition. So as you know, I'm sure I don't have to explain this to you. Leave the dishes for us to handle.
Ain't these the dishwashers?
Exactly. Leave the dishes for us to handle.
And why don't you go collect a crowd? Because there's going to be a wash-off like this place hasn't seen since the last time he and I did a wash-off. Did you hear that? I can't believe it timed out so I did like this, and Wami is on it back there. It's almost...
Wami's always on it. Give the man his credit.
It's almost like he has retroactive capabilities.
Ope Legends of Raspia is brought to you by Bardfox. Olore and the game Legends of Raspia is created and produced by Han Blackheart and Rick Tahi. Story, music, and sound effects by Han Blackheart. Video and audio editing by Rick Tahi. This episode starred Rick Tahi as Flaubert Dongodare. Find him on Instagram, I guess, somewhere. Our game moderator was Han Blackheart. Visual art created by Xanthi Blackheart. Check out BardFox's Instagram and BardFox.com for our weekly releases of Raspia music, this show, and much more to come. Thanks for listening, and as always, good luck back there on Earth.